Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3647BN. Today's date is May 21st, 2025, and the title of the episode is Deep State Took the Bait, Trapped, Fraud Vitiates Everything. Did Trump reveal the plan? Let's talk about our health. Semaglutides like Ozempic have been hailed as breakthroughs for weight management, but shedding pounds might not be the only thing patients experience. Concerns over Ozempic's potential risks, including thyroid cancer, pancreatitis, are rising. Many users also report side effects such as nausea, vomiting, and even hair loss. This is why I use the amazing Keto Power and love the results I'm seeing in the mirror. It is a premium C8 MCT oil powder using natural ingredients designed to enhance ketone production, control appetite, manage excess weight, reduce cravings, and increase energy. Plus, it mixes smoothly and tastes great with my morning coffee or post-workout protein shake, making this easier than ever to help manage my weight. Help your body perform its best with and try it today while it's 51% off, now only at ketowithx22.com. Plus, order today and you'll also receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, this is only available at ketowithx22.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they have fallen right into Trump's trap. And think about what Trump has done. Remember, this has been planned out a long time ago. If you go back to 2016, Trump, he initiated his plan. He needed to gain control over the entire country, and he needed to put certain things into place. And he did exactly that. Actually, he put his bill in to have the tax cuts. He made the expiration on December 31st, 2025. He did this on purpose. He didn't put it when Biden was in office. He did it purposely until Biden was out of office and he was back in, because he needed leverage to actually move forward with his parallel economy. And if you go back in time, Trump also put everything into place for continuity of government, where he knew that the deep state players, they were going to overthrow the United States government, overthrow the duly elected president. So he put everything into place. Once they attempted that he would be the commander in chief and he would run the second term. This is why he continually is out there saying it's like I had three terms, because that is absolutely true. He was actually in the background running everything. And yes, he allowed Biden to do certain things. He allowed the resident to do what they do best. And not just him, those people that were controlling Biden, because he knew that Biden wasn't going to be orchestrating everything. He knew that there was going to be others like Soros and Obama and many, many others who are going to be managing and pushing the agenda that they wanted to push, which means it gave Trump ammunition. And since he put the resident in this spot and allowed them to do all this, he needed a way to actually back out of everything that they'd done and actually show that they committed fraud. He's also going to show that they overthrew the United States government. And you have to remember, fraud vitiates everything. So think about what the fake news is doing right now, because again, they want to separate themselves from the Biden administration. They want to move forward, and the people, they're awake. They see what's going on. They have always known that the Biden administration and Biden himself, it was one gigantic corrupt system. They knew that Biden couldn't function. And a lot of the D's, well, they just didn't want to believe it, because again, you have CNN, MSNBC, and the rest convincing them that everything that they were seeing was fake. Now, think about what just happened here. Jake Tapper decided to come out, and others decided to come out and say, oh no, he really did have problems. He couldn't function. He couldn't speak. It wasn't a stutter. Now, all the D's, what they're hearing right now is they've been lied to on these different networks. Now, of course, the networks, what they tried to do is they tried to cover it up by saying that we were never told. They never told us that this was going on. But now, history is a very interesting thing, because when you look back in time, you can actually see the picture of what really happened much, much clearer than when you're actually in it. Like, for an example, when we had COVID happening, a lot of people really couldn't see what was happening because fear takes over. And you couldn't accept that they would lie about something like this. But now, afterwards, when you look back in time and you look what they've done, it's much, much easier to see. Now, the D's are going through the same exact thing. They're looking back in time. Let me look at the video of him. Oh, yeah, look, he couldn't speak. Oh, wait, this isn't doctored. This is directly from the White House. Oh, wait, he did trip all over the place. Oh, look, he couldn't walk. Oh, look, he had major, major problems. They lied to us. Now, once again, the fake news, they're trying to get around this by saying that, no, they were lied to, and this is why they put this out there. But again, the evidence shows that they were actually covering up for the Biden administration and for Biden. Because the things that they said didn't make sense, especially if they were investigative reporters. You just wouldn't say the video was doctored. You would actually show, here's the old video, you know, the original, and here's the doctored video. They never did that. Why not? Because they couldn't do it, which means they were covering it all up. But Trump, he actually kind of trapped them in all of this. They took the bait. They ran with it. They needed to separate themselves from Biden because think about what's happening right now. They're now supporting everything that Biden, not him, those who were controlling the White House did. So let's see. They opened the borders. They brought in the criminals. And they're supporting the criminals. Think about this. They're supporting the wars. They're supporting everything. This is why they're trying to separate themselves, because they're looking at the polls. They see the real polls. And they're realizing if we stay on this path, we're going to destroy ourselves. I think that time has passed, but that's what they're looking at right now. Now, I do believe Trump got them in all of this. And now he has the evidence. Actually, the fake news admitted it. The D's are now admitting it, which means there was fraud. They lied to the American people. Now, add on top of that, when Trump shows that they went ahead and they rigged the election, because we know that he has that evidence, he's going to show they cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. That once they did that, they brought this individual in. They placed him in the White House. They lied to the American people that he was fine, that these were his policies. They lied to everyone. The fake news covered for them. They lied to the American people. And now they're trying to tell everyone that nobody knew. And no one told the American people that he had cancer this entire time. Basically, their plan completely and utterly fell apart. They're caught in all of this. Trump now has the evidence, and he's going to bring the fraud case up to the Supreme Court. And once again, who supplied him with all the evidence? Oh, it was the fake news. It was the D's. And now once you find out who's really running the auto pen, who's really behind the scenes doing all of this, his case is already made. And remember, fraud vitiates everything. Because once he shows how the entire election was rigged, once he shows all the lies, everyone then can see the complete picture. It's that easy to see. And I do believe Trump, he trapped them in all of this. Remember, we need to step back. We need to take a look at what's going on here. The whole point of this is to prove to the people who the true enemy is. The point of all this is to bring the country together. And what do you think is happening now as the D's hear about this? Yes, the Republicans knew that he was messed up. The Republicans knew that the election was overthrown. They cheated. I would say a lot of the people, now even more. The independents knew. The D's just couldn't admit it. Now they see that the election might have been rigged, and now they've been lied to this entire time. So Trump has everything he needs now. He has the fraud. They just proved it for him. They have the evidence. Thank you. And now he's going to take this to the next step. Because again, this is about the midterms. The people need to see this. The people need to understand that all of these individuals lied. Remember, they kept saying we had meetings with him. He was strong. He was on point. He was fantastic. Even the fake news was saying that. And now it's all unraveling right in front of their eyes. So I do believe what Trump's going to do, he's going to use all this evidence. use everything that they have against a deep state player, because it really won't be that far-fetched now, if you really think about it, what they have done, where they overthrew the United States government. And he's going to show the Supreme Court, this is where he's going to bring it to, that the deep state players, they committed widespread fraud on the people of this country. And in the end, fraud vitiates everything. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump was in his office pointing to many different people in his office, Andrew Jackson, Monroe, and others. And it looks like he's pretty much telling everyone on a very, very high level what the plan is all about. It looks like he is revealing the plan. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's start off with Representative Jerry Connolly. Now, Representative Jerry Connolly announced plans to step down from his role as the top Democrat on the Oversight Committee last month following a resurgence of his cancer. And it looks like Virginia Rep. Jerry Connolly, he has now passed away at 75 after the cancer battle. So he is now out of the picture at this point. And I do believe moving forward, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of corrupt people come down with different illnesses, because either they could be tried either on a military tribunal or in the civil courts, or they can take the easy way out. Now, again, I don't want to see anyone pass away or kill themselves or anything like that. I'd rather see them tried for the crimes that they've committed against the people of this country. But once again, we're going to have certain individuals that do not want to go to trial, that would rather just take the easy way out and everything would be all said and done. But you could see the deep state players, they are now continually pushing and pushing and pushing against the deportations of what Trump wants to do here. And it's not getting better for them. It's actually getting worse. And remember that Obama judge? He is so determined to force the Trump administration to keep the worst possible illegal aliens in America that he's willing to criminally sanction officials who violate his outrageous order. And we could see that they want Trump to bring back all these different criminals and bring them back into this country. Natalie Winters put this out and said, meet some of the illegal alien murderers, pedophiles, and violent thugs that Biden-appointed Judge Brian Murphy is furious over deporting. Enrique Herrero, a citizen of Cuba, convicted of homicide, armed robbery, sentenced to 15 years confinement. Then we have Jose Manuel Rodriguez, citizen of Cuba, convicted of attempted first-degree murder with a weapon, sentenced to 4 years confinement, convicted of battery, larceny, etc. Then we have Thong Xa Nicolaut, a citizen of Laos, convicted of first-degree murder and robbery, sentenced to life confinement. Then we have Manuez Gutierrez, a citizen of Mexico, convicted of second-degree murder, sentenced to life confinement. Dion Peter Domack, a citizen of South Sudan, convicted of robbery and possession of firearms, sentenced to 8 years confinement. And remember, all these individuals, and there's a lot of them, I can go on and on and on, all these individuals were taken in by ICE, they were arrested, and now the judge wants to release all these individuals. And the DOJ is saying, you know something, we're not going to do this. Nick Sorter put this out and said, a local judge is attempting to force the U.S. to bring back literal child rapists and murderers who were deported to South Sudan, according to Trisha McLaughlin. And she is the Assistant Secretary Department of Homeland Security. And she says, no, we're not doing this anymore. Low-level judges do not dictate the foreign policy of the United States of America. And think about it. These individuals, they want to bring back the rapists, the murderers, and actually, you could see all their pictures. You could see their rap sheets. This is who they want to bring back into this country. And the United States government is saying enough is enough. We don't have to listen to this. And they don't. They don't dictate foreign policy, especially when it has to do with criminals. So basically what the judiciary is doing right now, they are now showing everyone their hand and showing that they're part of the deep state system. And they want to bring criminals into this country. Really think about it. People that have already been deported because of their crimes, people that have been arrested because of their crimes. It doesn't even make sense. And this is how they're destroying themselves one step at a time. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Trump administration's deportation efforts, they've figured out a way to go around California's sanctuary laws. shielding illegals from ICE. It's called Operation Guardian Angel. It was announced by federal officials on May 19th. Will file complaints and arrest warrants to allow federal authorities to take as many defendants as possible into custody from county jails. And this is according to the Department of Justice. If a person who has been deported reenters the country illegally, that's a felony under Title 8 law, said McAvoy, a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. California state law, Senate Bill 54, prevents county sheriff's department and local law enforcement from honoring an immigration and custom enforcement detainer. Even if they want to turn them over, they can't, McAvoy says. Operation Guardian Angel gets around the law through federal arrest warrants, which McAvoy said leave the counties no choice but to hand the targeted illegal immigrants over. So they tried to keep their criminals. I mean, maybe we should just keep the criminals in there and let the people decide. Well, they did decide, right? They voted for Trump and they wanted all these people out of here. So basically, look what the government needed to do to get around these individuals that want to keep these criminals in their cities. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. J.D. Vance said the following. One thing I love for American media to do a little bit more is really go to a migrant community where you have, say, 60% legal immigrants and 40% illegal immigrants. The level of chaos, the level of violence, the level of, I think, truly pre-modern brutality that some of these communities have gotten used to, whatever law was written, I think it vests us with very serious power to take very serious action against this. And a lot of these reporters and a lot of these D's, they should actually go ahead, move out of their gated communities, move out of their beautiful areas, and go into these areas that they're trying to protect. I mean, they're representing the people. Go to the people. Live there. Walk down the street. Let us know how it goes. Let us know if someone tried to rape you. Let us know if someone tried to mug you. Let us know if someone tried to murder you. Let's see how that goes. I'm going to tell you right now, none of them are going to do it. You know why? Because they're afraid. Because they know exactly what's going to happen. Remember, they need these individuals. They need them because they're going to vote for them. They need them because they're going to carry out acts that are completely and utterly illegal. And you can't have the legal migrants do this because, again, these people aren't criminals. You have to have the illegal ones, you know, the pedophiles, the rapists, the terrorists, the drug traffickers, the human traffickers. You need these people because they have no morals. So they will do your bidding. They will do whatever you want. And then they will vote for you illegally because, again, they don't care about the law. They don't care about the election laws. They don't care about the laws on the streets. They don't care because they're criminals. And this is why they continually fight for them, because without them, their entire system completely and utterly falls apart. They won't be voted in. They won't be able to create the riots. They won't have these people to do their hits like Clinton has them do, the MS-13 gangs. Obama, they're doing hits too. I mean, think about it. Both chefs have died of mysterious reasons. It doesn't even make sense. But again, you could see why they're fighting so hard for these individuals. And basically what they're doing is they're destroying themselves every step of the way. And what's very interesting, once we start to see the Epstein information come out, I do believe that is going to come out at the right time, at the right moment, because again, you need to show everyone that these are the same criminals. These are the same people running the system. These are the same people that are hurting children. These are the same people that are hurting women. These are the same people that want men on women's sports that hurt women. These are the same exact people. There's no difference. And when you start to bring in all the pieces from all different directions, it becomes very, very clear on who they are. And the people, they're never going to forget this. And actually, Elon Musk, during an interview, he mentioned something about Bill Gates. And it looks like he might be calling him a pedophile. This is what he said. Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he was very close with Jeffrey Epstein? I wouldn't want that guy to babysit my kid. You think he's trying to tell everyone who Bill Gates really is? It's starting to seem that way. And you need to remember, I do believe Trump, he wants complete and utter control for when we go after these people. Because without it, it's going to be an uphill battle. You want control of every single agency. You want the sleepers out. You want those people that are going to try to manipulate the record or hide the record, delete the record. You want to make sure that we have complete and utter control of the House and the Senate. So you want a clean system and you want control over the House and Senate if we need to pass certain laws or we need to investigate or impeach certain individuals like judges. So I do believe Trump, he is preparing the narrative. All the agencies will be preparing the narrative. And once we have complete and utter control over the entire system, can we then move forward with justice, with accountability, with retribution? Absolutely. And every step of the way, what you're witnessing is the show. You're witnessing the D's actually destroy themselves. You're looking at the fake news. They're actually destroying themselves every step of the way. And as they keep going down this path, it's just going to get worse and worse for them. The people are no longer going to believe them. This is why their ratings are going down. I'm talking about the fake news. This is why the D's are losing the narrative. This is why they're trying to separate themselves from the Biden administration, because they realize the path they're on, it's a disaster. Now, as DOGE continually uncovers waste and fraud, and we know it's not waste and fraud, we know it's money laundering. I think that's the proper name for it. We could see how the system is run. We can see that these programs that they've created that make you think it's waste and fraud, or, oh, we're sending it over to these programs because this is where the money's actually going. And then Trump and Elon came in and said, no, this is waste and fraud. Look at these programs. We don't need these programs. You're actually going to see now that a lot of this money doesn't go to any of this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, I just want to talk about what Rick Grenell found. He uncovered a $26 million in fake revenue at the Kennedy Center. So that's very, very interesting. Why in the world would they fake $26 million in revenue? Grenell said it's criminal. We're going to refer this to the U.S. Attorney's office here. So why would the Kennedy Center report this? Well, organizations, especially nonprofits like the Kennedy Center, might report inflated revenue for several reasons, for often related to financial reporting and management. Reporting higher revenue can make the organization appear financially healthier than it actually is. This could be crucial for maintaining donor confidence, securing future funding, or meeting internal or external financial targets. Inflating revenue figures can make the organization look more stable and capable of repaying loans or fulfilling grant conditions, potentially leading to approval of additional funding. By showing a stronger financial position, the organization might avoid closer scrutiny from oversight bodies, auditors, and regulatory agencies. Sometimes reporting higher revenue can be an internal strategy to boost morale or justify certain operational decisions, even if it's not accurate. So think about what they just did here. They're using an inflated revenue, which is fraud, to get lending, to make people think that they're doing a lot better than they really are. Now think about what Rick Grenell did. He took over, and this whole Kennedy Center was a complete and utter disaster. Do you think people were really attending these shows? Do you think they were bringing in the money? No, this is why they had to fake it. So who does this defraud, actually? Well, if the Kennedy Center reported higher revenue to attract donations or sponsorships under false pretenses, it defrauds those who gave money based on misleading information. If public funds or tax exemptions are involved, misrepresenting financial health can be seen as defrauding the government or taxpayers. If loans were secured based on inflated financials, lenders are defrauded as they are not getting the full picture of the organization's ability to repay. Didn't Letitia James go after Trump for inflating his properties? Didn't the deep state just do exactly what they blame Trump for? It's always the same thing. They project everything that they did onto Trump. And now people are seeing the truth. And remember all that money that is going to all these different programs? Well, it's not really going to these programs. I remember going back a little bit in time where we mentioned that a very small percentage goes to these programs and the rest is laundered through the NGOs. And it turns out that is absolutely true. And we had Marco Rubio pretty much admit this. He says only 12 cents of every dollar from USAID went to recipients. The other 88 cents went to NGOs who pocketed the money. So the NGOs actually pocketed the money, or did they launder it to another NGO, then another NGO, then to a shell company? Insurrection Barbie responds to this and says, this is, after all, the reforms have been put in place. The common denominator here is that NGOs are the bane of our existence in America and the single easiest problem to fix to rid of the Marxist infestation permeating this country. So once again, yes, the NGO ends up pocketing this. These programs, they're not getting anything. This is a front. This is a cover. So once the NGOs pocket this money, where else does it go? That's the big question. We need to go to the source. Where does this end up? Who's getting the kickback? I remember going back in time when Trump says these people are getting the kickbacks. Well, I do believe that information is going to be coming out very, very soon. And we're definitely going to see those people who have been getting the kickbacks. Because again, all these programs, this is just one gigantic cover story. They needed the cover story so they had the ability to launder the money through the NGOs. And you're going to see that Elizabeth Warren, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, and many, many others, they've been receiving this money. Yes, Soros has been receiving this money. Yes, the Clintons, Obama. Yes, it's been going to the intelligence clowns. It's been going all across the globe to fund their agendas. And we, the people, have been funding our demise. That's really what's been happening. They've been using us. They wanted you to work harder and harder and harder so they can continually borrow and borrow and borrow so they can fund the destruction of we the people. I mean, really think about it. That's what they were doing. Now it's all being exposed. Now these people, they're panicking because people are discovering what they've been doing. This is why they're fighting so hard to stop Doge, to stop the exposure of their system. This is why they have the judges fighting back so hard, because they don't want it to go any further. Because what do you think the next step is? Because right now, Rubio just told everyone these programs aren't getting the money. They're going to NGOs. Well, tax day may have passed, but for millions of Americans, the real trouble is just beginning. If you missed the April 15th deadline or still owe back taxes, the IRS is ramping up enforcement. Every day you wait only makes things worse. With over 5,000 new tax liens filed daily and tools like property seizures, bank levies, and wage garnishments, the IRS is applying pressure at levels we haven't seen in years. Increased administrative scrutiny means collections are moving fast. The good news, there's still time for Tax Network USA to help. Self-employed or a business owner, even if you're books are a mess, they've got it covered. Tax Network USA specializes in cleaning up financial chaos and getting you back on track fast. Even after the deadline, it's not too late to regain control. Your consultation is completely free, and acting now could stop penalties, threatening letters, and surprise levies before they escalate. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/x22. You may have missed April 15th, but you haven't run out of options. Let Tax Network USA help before the IRS makes the next move. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/x22 or just click the link in the description. They're building the narrative. The next part of this is, where did the NGOs send it? Who's been receiving it? Because it just doesn't stop at the NGOs. What are they doing with it? So we're going to find out very, very soon. Again, what's coming up? The midterms. You don't use the ammunition until you absolutely need to use it. And I do believe at the right time, at the right moment, that's when Trump and team, this is when they're going to use it. Because again, they've had the evidence. They already know all this. They're educating the population on all of this. Just like Trump was educating the president of South Africa. And what's very interesting is that we know that South Africa, they've been killing the farmers down there. And there's been a lot of farmers that were killed. They've taken their lands. And of course, Trump has the South African president in the Oval Office. And of course, they're trying to convince him that this isn't happening. So what Trump had to do is he actually had to show the world what was going on. And sometimes you got to show the people. Eric Daugherty put this out and said, Trump just dimmed the lights in the Oval Office and played for the president of South Africa the brutal videos of South Africa's leaders calling for the killing of white South African farmers. He goes on to show the burial sites of white farmers. Those cars are lined up to pay love to their family members who were killed. And he did this in front of the country, in front of the world, and in front of everyone. Because again, sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And this way, you just can't use propaganda to get out of this. Even though CNN is trying to say, well, they're not really saying kill the white man. They're really not taking the... They're trying to spin this once again, but it's not working. People saw it. And Trump, speaking directly to the president of South Africa, he says, you do allow them to take land. Then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them. The people are getting killed in large numbers, their heads chopped off, dying violently. I will say this, if the news wasn't fake, they'd be covering it. The fake news in this country doesn't want to talk about it, but now they have to, because Trump just pushed it right into their lap. And now we have CNN, we have other D networks. They're trying to spin this as best they possibly can. But again, the people are seeing the truth. And what's very interesting, and Johnny Maga put this out, the South African president brought white golfers with him to try to prove there's no systematic persecution of whites in South Africa. Golfer Retief Goosen then tells Trump that his dad's former friends have been killed and farms are constantly being burned. Well, that didn't work out too well. And this is what Trump is showing the world right now. And the fake news, their narrative that they were trying to push, or the narrative that they weren't even talking about, the whole thing, is all falling apart. They'll try to spin it. They're going to lie, just like they lied about Biden. But the people now, they see the truth. They see through all of this. And as they keep lying, it's just going to get worse and worse for them. Once the people are awake, the people don't believe anymore. They think logically and they say, I want to see the truth here. Now that they lied about Biden and they woke a lot of people up, especially the D's, they're now looking at what the fake news is saying and they're very skeptical about what they're actually saying. And they're saying, you know, I don't really believe this. I really don't believe what they're saying because I'm looking at other sources and I see something completely different. And it's not working anymore. And this is why Trump continually calls them the fake news. They just keep falling into the same trap over and over and over. And people are now just going out there saying, yeah, you are the fake news. Nobody believes you. Now, the other thing that we could see is that Trump, he is now working with Putin, working with Zelensky to have peace with Ukraine and Russia. And what's very interesting, an election wizard put this out, Ukrainian opposition figure and Zelensky critic Andriy Portnov, formerly an advisor to Yanukovych. Now, he was the president of Ukraine. He was forced out by Victoria Nuland, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many, many others when they had the Maidan, when they had the revolution to throw the sitting president out of office. And they replaced the sitting president with a puppet president. So this individual was the advisor to Yanukovych before they had the overthrow of the Ukrainian government. He was shot dead near an American school in Madrid within view of students. So let's see. He was the former advisor of the opposition to Zelensky, and he was shot dead in Madrid. 3 in the chest, 1 to the head. And if we use what Comey has said, he's been 86th. See, Comey, that's what it means. I think you already know this. But again, this was a targeted killing. He was 86th, right in front of students. So did Zelensky just remove his opposition? Starting to seem that way, doesn't it? But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. But is it a coincidence? Yes, and I don't believe in coincidences. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the White House, they just released footage of an airstrike taking out 10 jihadi terrorists in Somalia. And basically, the White House is continually putting this out, saying that we're finding all of these state-funded terrorists in all these different countries. Because you have to remember, the intelligence clowns set these terrorists up in all these different areas. And now, Trump and team, they're coming in and they're locating these individuals and removing them. So everything the deep state players have done over a long period of time, Trump, the Patriots, they're shutting it all down. They shut down the security clearance. They're shutting down the funding. They are killing and removing the state-funded terrorists. And soon the deep state players, they're going to be left out in the cold and they're going to have no power whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he announced that he would like the Golden Dome missile defense system. It's almost like what Reagan wanted to do back in the 80s with Star Wars. He said it will be capable of intercepting missiles launched from the other side of the world. And even if they're launched from space, the new system is to be ready in 3 years. Now, what's very interesting about this is that China doesn't want this to happen. Remember, the entire plan was to have a war and have the U.S. lose the war. Now, if Trump moves forward with the Golden Dome, well, this shuts down their entire plan in the future, doesn't it? So what's very interesting, and Ryan Savendra put this out, is that communist China wants the United States to abandon efforts to protect itself. And they're not happy with this whatsoever. Well, do we really care if they're happy or not? Absolutely not. And I think the deep state players, they're not going to be very happy because Hegseth, he has now launched an investigation into Biden's disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, and he promises accountability. So Pete Hegseth has announced a full investigation into Biden's failed 2021 Afghanistan withdrawal, which caused the death of 13 U.S. service members and 170 civilians at the Kabul International Airport. So he's going to be looking into exactly what has happened here, who is responsible, and these people are going to be brought up on charges, most likely, because, again, they knew exactly what was going on. And in the end, this is going to be a disaster for all of these individuals, just like it's a disaster for all those governors that forced sick people into nursing homes. Well, we can see that for Cuomo, it's not going over too well. But before we get to that, it looks like the FDA has dropped its recommendation for COVID-19 boosters for healthy Americans under 65. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, FDA Commissioner Marty McCarray and top U.S. vaccines regulator Prasad wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine that the U.S. was an outlier among high-income nations in recommending yearly shots for healthy children and adults. So I do believe we probably should ban all of this because it is a bioweapon. And I think at this point in time, no one should be getting anything that has to do with mRNA or anything like that. We need to go back to the basics, and it looks like Dr. McCarray is going to be doing this. Everything needs to be tested. We need to see the results. This needs to be peer reviewed. And I don't believe they're going to be releasing any type of vaccines anytime soon as they follow this new procedure. And this is going to be a disaster for the pharmaceutical companies. And maybe we should backtrack and look at all the things that are already out there, because I do believe that most of the stuff that's out there, we most likely do not need. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Kaneko the Great put this out, is that the NIH director, Bhattacharya, he sparked a mass walkout from NIH employees after suggesting COVID-19 may have originated from the Wuhan lab and that NIH helped fund it. And he put this information out there. And by the way, we know NIH funded it. We know that it came from the Wuhan lab. We know it wasn't a leak. I do believe it was released. And these individuals that are walking out, they should be fired on the spot, because remember, he's the boss and they're walking out on him. This is absolutely awful. And each one of these individuals, they probably should be fired, because once again, the evidence has been brought out into the open. We know that Fauci was behind this. We know that it came out of the Wuhan lab, and all the other information about a wet market and things like that, it's fake, phony, and false. So these people that are walking out, most likely they were part of the problem. And with the evidence out there, they're not going with it, which means these people are part of the system, and this part of the system most likely must be removed. And we'll have to see what happens. But the other thing that we can see is that the first governor now is being investigated, where this governor during COVID threw sick people into a nursing home. Representative James Comer put this out and said, DOJ just opened an investigation into Andrew Cuomo's COVID nursing home tragedy in New York. This comes after GOP oversight caught Cuomo red-handed by lying to Congress and resent a criminal referral to Attorney General Pam Bondi last month. Cuomo must be prosecuted. And we need those four other governors to be prosecuted, because they all did the same exact thing. They took those individuals that were sick and they threw them into a nursing home where those individuals in the nursing home had compromised immune systems. So they didn't care if they had flu. They didn't care if they had pneumonia. They threw them in there. And this reminds me of post 4492, June 21st, 2020. On a bridge in New York, it says, Cuomo killed my mom. It was spray painted on a big sheet. And down below it says, how is it possible selectee governors thought it was safe to push COVID-19 positive elderly patients back into nursing homes, hot zones? Each year, 90% of deaths worldwide related to influenza A virus strike men and women age 65 and older. If the flu influenza is more deadly among the elderly known, how is it possible select D governors thought it was safe to push COVID-19 positive elderly patients back into nursing homes, hot zones? Why would this be directed if hospitals, U.S. Navy, medical ships in New York City, plus erected care facilities had more than 70% capacity? So let's think about this. We had the ships there. We had makeshift hospitals. Nobody was in them. Why would you push them into nursing homes? Because again, it was a plandemic. Someone can be accused of third-degree murder if they unintentionally cause someone else's death while committing a dangerous act. Negligent, reckless, who benefits the most? Why only D governors? How do you reasonably explain what occurred? Well, in the very beginning stages, what did Trump do? He held off on the testing. And by holding off the testing, people, they were sitting there, does anyone have it? Nobody. How do you know if you have it? Those people that passed away from it, how do you know if they passed away from it? So what they had to do is they had to create the deaths. They had to say, oh, we took COVID people, we threw them into the nursing homes. Those people passed away. Oh my God, it's deadly. When the jig was up and people started to realize what they were doing, and the tests finally started to roll out. And remember, the PCR test gives very, very bad results, false positive. Actually, the creator of the PCR test said this test cannot be used for COVID. They had to bring it out to 40 revolutions because they couldn't pick up anything. And they used this to convince people that there was a pandemic. They used this to put a ticker on the TV, and they used this to show everyone that people are dying in the hospitals. Now, the hospitals, once again, they gave the people the test. Even if they died of a heart attack, if it came up positive with COVID, they got money and they said they died of COVID. This is how they got their counts. The whole thing was one gigantic scam to cheat in the election, to overthrow the United States government, and to inject people with a bioweapon where they always knew that this bioweapon would never stop transmission, would never cure them, would never protect them, because again, they never needed it. Actually, what it did, it gave you COVID, it gave you sicknesses, and it actually killed people. This is why it's being removed now. We knew. We all knew. Oh, wait, those people that knew, they were censored. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that we could see is that all this money that's coming out of HHS, going into all these schools like Harvard and Yale, where they're saying, yeah, we need this money for research. None of it's going to research. Everything is being laundered. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, RFK Jr. and Senator Mullen just exposed the insane misuse of $1.7 trillion budget for HHS. Universities like Harvard and Yale were receiving hundreds of millions of dollars for research, but most of the money was going to indirect costs. In other words, the money wasn't even being used for research. This sounds like one massive money laundering scheme with zero oversight. It's no wonder all these Democrat politicians are throwing a tantrum. Yes, it's money laundering all over the place. And them going crazy and pissed off and angry, they're not getting the kickbacks. They don't want to be exposed, but they are being exposed every step of the way. And we could see this is how much they're panicking, because they realize they don't control the narrative anymore. And what the D's are trying to do, they're going to be using mega donors right now, and they're debating on plans to spend tens of millions of dollars to get a range of influencers to go against Joe Rogan and other podcasters. They're trying to find someone, a liberal person, where they'll be as popular and they can control the narrative. Well, this isn't going to work, because you're going to have to tell the truth. You see, people are drawn to those individuals that are telling the truth, that have the facts. And if you're going to have an individual spewing out propaganda, and you're going to have a podcaster who is a conservative podcaster debunking what this person's saying, it's not going to go over too well. They could try it. It's not going to work in the end, just like it didn't work with the deep state trying to cover with Biden. Because, again, the conservative podcasters, those people that are on X, on Truth, Rumble, who are continually putting out videos of Biden, they all knew that the fake news was lying. And the people that saw it knew the fake news was lying. So once again, they never control the narrative. They can't control the narrative because they lie to the people. When you lie to the people, you can't control the narrative. You can only control it if you don't have anyone telling the truth. But since you have the people telling the truth, you can't lie about it. And let's go back a little bit in time. Remember, they told us that Joe Biden, perfect, sharp as a tack. And Kanakoa the Great goes back a little bit in time, back to 2022, and shows Biden giving a speech. And he pretty much couldn't speak. He just spoke gibberish. Take a listen.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
So the fake news and everyone else was out there. How are we supposed to know Joe Biden had a cognitive issue? Well, everyone else saw it. You're trying to tell me this multi-million dollar investigative reporting, you couldn't figure this out? Because you know what this really tells the people? That you were instructed to cover for all of this. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden campaign spent millions to stage a fake town hall. Western Lensman put this out. The town hall was so bad, they couldn't even use it for campaign commercials. Some people blame Biden being incoherent. Some blame the lighting. So think about it. They had to create a fake town hall and they couldn't use it. So everyone knew. Everyone knew exactly what was going on. And now they're trying to separate themselves from it. But actually what actually happened is that Trump allowed them to produce the evidence that Biden was not cognitive, that he had cancer, that he lied to the people. They just produce all the evidence for fraud. All Trump has to do is throw the cherry on top on how they overthrew the United States government. And you can see Jake Tapper, he's out there trying to defend himself. And every time someone plays a video, it just gets worse and worse for him. Remember, he is the one who said the Steele dossier was real. Hans put this out and said, people forget the media wouldn't touch the Steele dossier until Tapper ran his bogus piece hyping the dossier's seriousness just days before Trump's first inauguration. That gave everyone else permission to run with it, and it's all we heard for the next 4 years. That was Tapper. Remember, Tapper, he's controlled. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And now we can understand why Biden was going to Delaware so much. Remember, he spent 309 days, 40% of his presidency, on vacation. Or was he getting treatment for his cancer? It's starting to make a little bit more sense now, doesn't it? Very interesting. And everyone realizes that he knew, his staff knew, the fake news knew, they all knew that he had cancer. And they're trying to convince everyone now that the last time they checked his PCA was in 2014. Well, Rich Barra says this is BS. There are cancer markers in routine blood work. They last checked his PAC in 2014? Not true. And once again, you're trying to tell me the doctor who was taking his blood work, doing the cognitive test, that everything was on the up and up? Does anyone really believe this? Absolutely not. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And you can see that Jake Tapper, the fake news, the D's, they're all trying to separate themselves from Biden because it's hurting them every step of the way. And they actually just took the bait. They trapped themselves. Clandestine put this out and said, I've been trying to figure out why Tapper wrote this book and why the mainstream media are admitting Biden was in decline. Is it really just about book sales? I'm starting to think some in the mainstream media see the writing on the wall and are trying to obfuscate their role in treason and sedition. If Tapper just wanted to make a few extra bucks to slap on top of his estimated 16-plus million net worth, he could just write a book about Trump being bad. He didn't have to write his book about Biden. I think Tapper knows the jig is up, and he's trying to weasel his way out of his complicity in covering up Joe Biden's decline and his role as a DNC operative. But by doing all this, they kind of screwed themselves. The New York Times put this out and said, Biden is a scapegoat. The Democrats are the problem. For once, the New York Times is right. Glenn Greenwald says, this headline is exactly right. The scandal about the years-long cover-up of Biden's cognitive decline is not about Biden's actions, but the actions of Democrats and their media allies who brazenly lied to the public to try to help him win the 2024 election. That's what makes it so intensely repulsive for Akeem Jeffries and David Axelrod to demand everyone stop talking about this due to Biden's health. They're not protecting Biden, as they pretend. They're exploiting Biden's cancer to protect themselves. And by doing this, they trapped themselves. It's absolutely fabulous because Trump is building the case and it's getting worse and worse for the deep state players, worse for the D's. Think about where the D's stand right now. Charlie Kirk says the current state of the Democratic Party. New Jersey Representative LaMonica McIver assaulted ICE agents, faces federal charges. Judge Hannah Dugan helped smuggle an illegal alien out of the back door of her courtroom to evade ICE arrest, indicted by a federal grand jury. Senator Chris Van Hollen shared a margarita in El Salvador to advocate for an illegal gangbanger, gets demolished in a Senate hearing by Secretary Marco Rubio. The biggest debate within the Democrat media establishment is who to blame for covering up Joe Biden's mental and physical incapacitation. Failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris reappeared, made a fool of herself, and then disappeared again. Failed VP candidate Tim Walz can't stop putting his foot in his mouth and is lecturing Minnesota college grads that federal law enforcement is the Gestapo. The DNC vice chair David Hogg pushed spending $20 million to primary other Democrats, now being forcibly ousted by the party using gender quota technicalities. Chuck Schumer is 74, Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders are in their 80s, and AOC and Jasmine Crockett are the figureheads of the Democrat Party. We have issues on our side of the aisle, to be sure, but be glad today they're not Democrat issues. Absolutely. And the D's, they're digging their hole deeper and deeper as time goes on. And think about it. Trump, he put out a post on Truth saying Joe Biden was not for open borders. He never talked about open borders where criminals of all kinds and shapes and sizes can flow into our country at will. It wasn't his idea to open the border and almost destroy our country and cost us hundreds of billions of dollars to get criminals out of our country and go through the process we're going through now. It was the people that knew he was cognitively impaired and that took over the auto pen. They stole the presidency of the United States and put us in great danger. This is treason at the highest level. They did it to destroy our country. The Joe Biden that everybody knew would never allow drug dealers, gang members, and the mentally insane to come into our country totally unchecked and unvetted. All anyone has to do is look up his record. Something very severe should happen to these treasonous thugs that want to destroy our country, but couldn't because I came along. Make America great again. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he knows exactly who's been doing this. And it looks like the people, they're pointing to Obama. Rasmussen reports put this out and said, not accidentally, not negligently, not by chance, but deliberately on purpose and with malice. A majority of voters name Obama as the Biden puppet master. You think all roads lead to Obama? I do believe so. Is it going to lead to Clinton? Absolutely. Is it going to lead to Soros? You betcha. It's going to lead to all these unelected individuals that have been running our country. Nobody voted for this. And now the people are going to see the truth. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the FBI, they reportedly shut down the office that oversees FISA abuses. And this was during the time when the Russia collusion thing was going on. They got the FISAs by lying to the judges, by not producing the real information, giving them other information or leaving out information. And now it looks like they're shutting it all down, which is very, very interesting. But you can see what Trump and the Patriots have done. They have now trapped the deep state, the fake news, into giving Trump all the evidence he needs. Joe Lange put this out and said, can you see what's happening? Trump is going to push hard to abolish everything Biden did during his administration because it wasn't actually him doing it. This will force the issue of Biden's legitimacy into the courts. It has perfectly trapped the enemy. How could they possibly prove in court that Biden knew what was happening when Trump already sits on the evidence proving that he didn't? I've tried to tell people for years that Trump is going to prove that Biden was illegitimate in the courts. What I didn't know at the time was that an AutoPen scandal might be the key that opens the door to election fraud in 2020. Things are starting to move fast. Think about how Trump orchestrated all of this. And it looks like Trump might have told us the plan. Not the specifics, but the overall direction and what he's been doing. MJ Truth Ultra put this out and said, Trump loves to drop little subtle hints. He pointed out he has a painting of Monroe from the Monroe Doctrine. And Andrew Jackson, you know who that is, right? Roosevelt's big stick. Any intervention in political affairs of the Americas by foreign powers is a potential hostile threat against the United States. Message sent. 5x5, Teddy Roosevelt also wrote the poem Man in the Arena. Sound familiar? 1832, Andrew Jackson took on the Federal Reserve System. Jackson was asked, how'd he clean up the corruption? His reply, drain the swamp. Sound familiar? So I do believe Trump, he's letting everyone know. He's doing what the past presidents have done to actually remove the enemy. And Trump right now is removing the enemy. He's exposing the enemy, removing the enemy, and the people are seeing it. And what the fake news just did, what the D's just did, just woke up their entire party. And now they're sitting there going, were we lied to this entire time? What's going on here? They're waking up. They're starting to think. Remember, Trump's mission is to unite the people against the common enemy. This is the counterinsurgency. This is how you fight against the deep state players. And as he's doing this, they're just giving him all the evidence he needs. And remember, fraud vitiates everything. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.